Blog Talk Radio.
My apologies to all you people. I've been trying to get a hold of Ada Marie, and I have to call her back, so that's why the show is being delayed. But have no fear, I'm going to get a hold of her right now, and while I do, I'm going to play a song by a New Thought singer by the name of Jennifer McFerrin. Ferrin, it's called Throw It All Away, so hang in there. I'll be back with you in 4 minutes. Okay, that was Throw It All Away by Jennifer Ferrin. I do have Ada Marie on the line now, and my dog is greeting you. So all is well. Welcome to the Ada Marie Show. Let me just see if I can get this fella to calm down. It's okay, fella. You're okay. Perfectly okay.
Okay.
All righty. Here we go. Welcome to the Ada Marie Show, where she will provide answers to your life questions. During this hour, Ada Marie will talk about a favorite topic, then take your questions. Place all fears aside and know there is a solution to every problem. She will lead you to the discovery that your life is meant to be about joy. Ada Marie is a revolutionary seer, conscious medium, healer, life coach, and counselor. Growing up on a farm in the eastern Montana prairie, Ada Marie was taught herbal medicine and mentored in intuitive sight by conscious mediums, her grandmothers. This knowledge had been handed down through generations. Being a seer and survivor, she trains and guides you on a path of physical and emotional regeneration, which is invaluable to understanding the individual steps necessary to achieve vitality and a life filled with inner calm and peace. She has a rare gift of hands-on healing and communicating universal knowledge. Her life mission is to pass this knowledge on to others. And so it's with great delight that I welcome the star of the show, Ada Marie. Ada Marie, how are you?
I'm fine. In fact, this is a beautiful sunny day. How could you not be fine?
There you go. We've got sun up here, too. So it's
good.
It's gorgeous. It's great for our feelings of contentment and joy. And so hopefully most of you have sunshine wherever you're at. And just to let folks know how we are working things, Ada Marie and I will be talking about a topic first. And today we're going to talk about being true to yourself, to oneself, one own self be true. And then we'll take questions. And you can only ask one question, and we'll allow one follow-up, but no more than that. And Ada Marie, while she is a medium and does communicate with the dead, she will not do that over the phone. She does that only by private sessions, and I will give you her phone number later. She will give you 15 minutes for free, and her phone number is area code 520-896-9510. And if any of you didn't get that, let me know when I get to you, and we'll give it out again. So, Ada Marie, what is the secret to remaining true to oneself?
Put yourself in the third person and don't do anything to that third person that you wouldn't want to have happen to you. Now, I'm going to repeat that because it's very difficult for some people to understand, but if you put yourself in the third person, that's like saying, Ada Marie is my friend, and I'm going to treat her like a friend, and then be true to that person, you will find that it's easy, very easy, to not get tangled up in crazy nonsense that is going to hurt you or harm you today or down the road. Now, do you understand what I'm saying, the third person
I sure do. That's beautiful advice, because I think quite frequently we tend to be hardest on ourselves. And love starts right within us, and we need to love ourselves before we can be loving to other people. So that makes absolute perfect sense.
Right. And by loving yourself, you will be more respectful of yourself, and you will be more lenient of yourself. Mistakes are usually lessons that we learn from. But if we spend so much time thinking it's a mistake, we miss the lesson, right?
That's right, right. And if we view it simply as a mistake, we might tend to beat ourselves up
again
and judge ourselves, and we don't want to do that either.
No.
Yeah,
no.
Yeah. I love it.
You can make the mistake over and over if you don't stop and realize there was a lesson in that mistake.
Mm-hmm. Well,
I mean, there is a lesson in every one.
There's a learning opportunity with every situation that comes our way, isn't there?
There is, absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, that's like, you know, when you're little and your mama tells you don't put your fingers on the stove, you'll get burned. She guards you carefully. She takes care of you. She sees to it that you don't get in the kitchen by yourself, if possible, and that nothing will happen. Then the first thing that you do is stick your little fingers on that hot stove, and you get burned.
Mm.
Amen.
Yes.
But you only do it once, right?
That's hopefully we learned that lesson.
Yeah, but usually something like that only happens once, but there's other things where people will try twice. But if you remember that most of the advice you get as you're growing up comes from people with experience. We used to be very lucky, and I was one of those lucky people my grandparents, my grandmothers, and one, we had one grandfather out of four grandmothers, so I had two grandparents on each side when I was born. So I had eight grandparents, two sets on one side and two sets on the other. And our grandmas and our grandpas were very good about disciplining us in a nice enough way that we didn't want to be bad. So we had that in those days, which kids today don't really have all of that because their parents both work.
Yes.
And the grandparents are, you know, busy working too. So they don't really have all the blessings. I think we had blessings because we were taught a lot of things when we were very young that the kids today don't even know when they grow up.
That's true. Absolutely.
I mean, they really don't. I had a girl come to work for me the other day, and I told her something, and she said, I didn't know that. She's 28 years old. And she said, I never heard that. And I said, well, honey, the problem was that your mother worked while you were growing up, so you never got to learn that.
Mm.
Well, she's come back the next day. She said, my mother didn't know it either. I said, well, you see, her mother probably worked during World War II, so she wasn't home all the time.
Right.
But a lot of it has happened that way.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's just so much work to do and to stay on top of everything that both parents are working. And so they don't get the time that we were lucky enough to get when we were kids. Not that we always liked what the time we got, but we paid attention. It didn't have to happen a second time, I can tell you that.
Right. You were very blessed, and I think that it's true that when you have people that are stable influences in your life who've acquired wisdom, that can be passed on, so it does not necessarily have to be learned by the school of hard knocks. But what you
it's
have...
It's amazing.
Yes, it is amazing.
It's amazing. I think I have a PhD in the school of hard knocks.
Mm.
I really think I do.
Yeah.
I was stubborn.
Yeah. Well, I was too, honey. You're not alone. I think that's the case with a lot of people.
Right. I think it does.
They don't want to listen, you know? And
well,
if you don't listen to something that is wise, then you're going to get a learning opportunity and probably make...
Absolutely. And if you're lucky, you only need one of those.
Yes.
You know, one in each thing, and you pretty soon you start to pay attention.
Just to let you know, Ada Marie, we have up to an hour and a half or 2 hours to go, but the clock was set for people to only call in for the first 15 minutes.
Really?
Well, everybody that's on the line will be able to remain on the line, but
oh, good.
I made a mistake and did not set the show up for the right length of time. So anybody that tries to call in after the 15-minute mark won't get in today. But we have eight callers on the line, and I just wanted to let you know that's what that electronic lady's voice is all about. So it didn't startle you. Where were we?
Let me see. I think we were talking about our experiences and how we had to learn through those experiences.
Yes, yes.
Yeah.
Well.
And those experiences are, they're something that you keep forever and pass down, whether they're used or not. They are passed down to your children and your grandchildren. And so that's important, very important.
Yes, it certainly is. Well, blessed are those children that have parents and grandparents. And for those that do not, you know, just keep the faith that God will guide you and that life is filled with lessons to be learned. And if you can learn those lessons, you'll pass through and be able to surf through the multitude of things that come your way. It's important not to get bogged down by problems, but to recognize that they're just learning opportunities.
That's all they are. They are a learning opportunity.
Yeah.
And what happens is ego gets in the way, you know?
Yeah.
The ego will get in the way, but the ego is there for a real purpose, to be able to let you learn and then be able to share what you learn joyously. And if you can get your ego in place so that it doesn't ride over you and take over, then you'll have a lot of friends, because you can help your friends learn things and they can help you learn things. They know things that you don't know, and you know things that they don't know. And if you share with people, then those people will share with you. You'll have friends for a lifetime. People say, well, I don't have any friends. Well, if you don't have any friends, what are you not doing? Are you not sharing what you know? Are you not being happy and pleasant? Are you angry all the time, or are you fussy all the time? Are you demanding? What is the problem? As you're young, you need to grow up to know when to and when not to. And one of the things you always want to remember is always smile. There's no time when you should not smile. No time when you should not smile, like my grandma said. If you smile, your face will grow into a smile, and people will automatically know that you are a wonderful, kind, intelligent person.
Absolutely.
She said intelligent people don't say much, but by just being around them, you learn a lot.
That's true.
And I thought that was interesting. As I grew up, I began to understand what she was saying, you know. Because you do learn by watching people and by listening to them.
That's true.
And you learn. I mean, it's your whole life is that learning process.
Right. Well, I'd suggest that we go to the phone lines. And
okay.
I have another suggestion, too, if you're open to it. And if you're not, that's okay, too. I was going to suggest that we, for our future shows, that we let the first caller to the studio name the topic for the day. What do you think about that?
That sounds great.
And
that would be an enormous help.
Yep, and that way we can get a little more audience participation going. And
right.
I usually get the first caller at 15 minutes before the show, so I can give you a heads up so that you're prepared.
Okay.
All right. So
I'm good for that.
Well, our first caller today, and we're going to start doing this new thing next week, but our first caller today is Arlene. And Arlene, you're live on the air with Ada Marie.
Hi, Ada Marie. You spoke a lot of profound truths today. A lot of important information. So I think to name this show would be Profound Truths and Lessons Learned.
That's great. That's a good start for the show. Because each one of us, and even you, can tell us of a lesson you learned and you never forgot.
Oh, yes, that's true. That is very true.
Well, let's hear it.
Oh, okay. I was thinking of asking you about if there's going to be love coming into my life, because I've been divorced twice. First time, it seems like I married the same type of man. And then when another man was interested in me after I divorced both of them, I realized this is a repeat of the same type of man. And I showed no interest in him, and he kind of went away. So that was one of my questions, was about if any love's going to come into my life, significant. And if not love, then any significant amount of money or whatever you get.
Well, remember, it's your thinking. It's how you think. That's what you produce. You produce, if you want to produce a very wealthy man who is very kind and very loving and loves to help people, then that's what you will get. If you want to become a socialite and be at parties and be noticed,
no, I'm
and
not that kind.
Well, but if you were, and that's what you put out there, that's what you would get. And if you want to be married to a hardworking man who is honest and upright and joyful and laughs a lot and is healthy, that's what you'll get. You'll get exactly what you put on that piece of paper, so be careful what you write.
That's the truth. That is the truth.
That is a fact, right?
Yes, it is.
Mm-hmm. And we had a couple here just this last year. They'd been married 78 years, and when we had a anniversary party for them on their 78th anniversary, and all these young people sitting around the room said, well, how do you stay married that long? And they looked at her, and they looked at him, and she looked at him, and he looked at her, and she said, well, we never went to bed angry, and we talked about everything. We didn't have a secret except for birthday parties and for birthday gifts. Those were the only secrets we kept. And he looked at her, and she looked at him, and he goes, and she's the best cook in town.
That helps.
That helped a lot. But, you know, when you hear that and you realize that these people trusted each other, they loved each other, they cared for each other, they took care of each other, they did all of the things that it takes to make something last and to be there. When they had a difference, they talked about it.
Right.
So,
right.
You know, that's what it takes. It takes communication and a lot of effort to do what you can do to keep things going. After 78 years, these people had, you know, they practically knew what the other one was thinking. And they would laugh, and everybody in the room looked at him, and he said, you have to forgive us. He said, I knew she was going to say that.
They sound like a perfect match.
Yeah, after all those years, how wonderful. And they went through, believe me, at 76 years now, they went through the First World War, the Big Depression, the Second World War, everything. They've been through it all. And they still maintained together, even though he was in the end of the First World War and remained and was stayed through the Second World War. And then he got out of the service, and they moved to California. So, you know, they worked together. They somehow or another kept in communication. And that's what it takes. It takes communication.
But both partners have to want, both sides have to want to keep it going and want to. On my behalf, they did not want to be married. They just wanted to, you know, be with me and run around. And, you know, that's what both of them were. So they were both very selfish.
Mm-hmm.
And I was always home and cooking and clean and taking care of the kids. And, you know, and they just in the bars drinking and having a good time. So, you know, it takes two. I just got the wrong men. But then I learned my lessons, and I, you know, I haven't even dated in a long time, you know. So.
Mm-hmm.
I know how to spot.
Well, at least you know what you did wrong.
Oh, I do.
You know? So.
I do.
Mm-hmm. So as we go on, everybody can look back and see how they could have done things differently, but they can change right now to do them differently, too. They don't have to continue on the road they're on.
No.
Right.
It's about choices, too.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. It's definitely choices.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And what happened to our man here? Where is he at?
I'm right here.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm just listening, and I love the fact that Arlene talked about choices, because I think that's so important. We need to recognize that we take responsibility that we have a responsibility for everything that comes our way, and it is a choice each step of the way as to whether we're
right.
turn left or right or go straight ahead.
Right. And when we make that choice, we have to stay with it.
Yeah.
Until we find a way to improve it.
Right. That's right.
And it can always be improved in one way or another.
Yeah.
But you have to work at it, and you have to talk about it, and you have to share the information.
Mm-hmm.
Very important.
Well, do you see anybody coming into Arlene's life, Ada Marie?
Yes, I do. And before this summer season is over, she'll be very happy.
Oh, my goodness.
I can tell you, Arlene, something is bouncing around, and before the fall, you'll be a very happy young lady.
Oh, my goodness. Do you know how long I've been divorced? Over 20 years. That's from
well,
the second.
Well, that's okay.
I mean,
you've learned a lot.
I've been alone all this time.
Yeah, you've learned a lot, so now you know how to pick and choose correctly.
Yes.
And the person will come, and you will be surprised at the joy and laughter that comes with him.
Oh, this will be so great. Oh, wow.
And laughter is a very necessary thing in a good relationship.
Will I be able to spot him? Will he come to me or come up to me? Because I'm kind
of
shy.
You will meet him in a group of people. You will meet him in a group of people.
Okay.
Yeah, you will be in a group of people, and you'll meet him in a group. I don't know where the group is, and I don't know where you are, but it's in a group, and it's. I believe that you've seen him a long time often and never really paid any attention to the to
okay,
him.
Okay, I'm
but he is single.
State. I just moved to this state, but I had like visions of this man and even his name, and I seen like glimpses of him, and I was wondering like what's going on, and I even knew his occupation. And I kept feeling that it was somebody that's coming to me in the future. I want, it's got to be him.
Right. Well, then he'll be there. I have another friend in California who not only did all of that, she actually drew a picture of him. She was an artist, and she brought it to me, and she showed me a picture of him.
I'm not no artist.
Said,
I couldn't do that.
Panama hat
I
had on.
I do kind of have a glimpse of what
and,
he looks
and you know,
like. Hmm?
Yeah, well, when he showed up, she brought him to meet me. He looked exactly like the picture, except he didn't have the Panama hat on.
Wow.
Wow.
It was amazing.
So, yeah.
Yes, it can happen that way.
I just
you know?
Need somebody
and
else.
You will know when you've met him. Yeah.
Oh, great.
You'll know, beyond a doubt.
Well, I'm new.
Well,
here about 6 months ago, but I have started just recently. I'm starting to do activities in groups.
Yeah,
like group events, things coming up, like
mm-hmm.
you know, different things like that.
It's a good thing.
Oh.
By fall, you'll find your mate.
Oh,
and I think we'd better move on.
Okay. Thank you, Ada. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. You're welcome. Thank you. Have a wonderful year.
Oh, thank you. It sounds like I will. You too. Bye-bye.
Yes, you will.
Thanks for calling, Arlene.
Thank you. Okay. Bye.
You're welcome. Okay, our next caller is Wendy. Wendy, you're live.
Thank you. Hello, Ada. How are you?
Hi, Wendy. What are you up to today?
Well, I have started a job through a temp agency for a data entry, which I've never really done before, and it didn't really work out. I was loving it, but I wasn't as productive as they wanted because it was new to me, not because I wasn't trying. And anyway, the temp agency pulled me off that, and they offered me a job in the same company. And it's 50 cents more an hour, and it's grievances and appeals, which may be quite wearing on me to do that. And I'm supposed to hear from the temp agency probably before the end of this week about that. And
mm-hmm.
I also got news that I definitely did pass the City of Sacramento test for 311 operator. And then thirdly, I got a call from another temp agency regarding the same company for HealthNet, and it's a job that really closely matches what I did for 15 years. It's more authorizations and eligibility. And then also, Ada, I went to a temp agency yesterday, and I met with Melissa, and she just rolled out the red carpet for me. So what do you see employment-wise? I don't know what to do because I want longevity. It's one thing to get a job, but it's another to keep it. And this next job, Ada, so help me.
Right.
I want to be able to keep it for several years.
Well, 10 years would be nice. Now
sure
tell
would.
Me, in all of this, all these jobs that you've gone to, which one of them made you feel at home?
Actually, I could see me feeling at home in all of them.
Yeah, but there has to be one that stood out that made you feel like you belonged there.
Well, quite honestly, the one that was offered to me that might start next week does not really appeal to me because of transportation issues and because of the atmosphere. The building is very drab. And then also for the one that I was called about today, it would still be a transportation issue, but it'd be a beautiful building, and I'm sensitive to my surroundings and very closely matches what I did for 15 years. For the 311 operator, I've never done that, but, you know, I have 20 years experience on the phone helping people. So,
So it couldn't be too hard to learn.
It's what?
It shouldn't be too hard to learn that job.
Right. I would certainly hope it'd be easy and that the computer stuff would be easy, too. So,
I can't say much about the computer, but I can say that your personality is good for people.
Thank you. I'm a caring person.
No, you sound sincere.
Yes, I am.
And that's
what integrity.
People have to hear.
Very, very true. Good point. And the thing is, between the job that was technically offered with me through a different tape agency starting next week, I'm thankful for the offer because I need the job, but I think it'll exhaust me, and I don't like the building. I don't think it's a healthy building.
Well, then don't go.
Well, I need to be careful because with this other job that I was just called on by Ryan, I got off the phone with him about an hour ago, and it sounds just like a match made in heaven, but I don't want to rock the boat, you know, because what if they don't hire me? Then I don't want to be, you know, out in the ocean without a job.
Well, if you have one in hand and another one comes, you have to make a decision. Are you going to wait to see if the other one comes through? And then in the meantime, they will hire somebody for the one they've hired you for.
I know. Psychically, between
these
three jobs. Did
you feel comfortable with that job that they hired you for?
The one that I started out with? I felt a little bit of stress because it was new, but honestly, I don't think that it was fair of them because I never got any feedback from my supervisor ever, not once. And another supervisor sat by me and he said, "You're doing fine." So it was a bit of a shock, and I don't think I was treated fairly. But it really didn't feel like it was the best place for me. I think that the job that I spoke with Ryan about an hour ago, I think would be much more suitable for me and along the lines of what I've been doing for 20 years, for 15 years. The 311 job, I've never done that before, but I feel like I'm trainable. I am 65, and
Honey,
you know,
you can always train. You can always learn if you decide to learn. Don't worry about that. You can do that.
But what I've discovered is I can learn it. I'm smart. But will the company have patience for the rate at which I learn it?
Well, you can learn it pretty quickly because it's kind of in an area where you know some of that kind of stuff.
Very, very true. So I guess really what it comes down to, I don't know if Melissa from this temp agency that I met with yesterday, I was shocked because she really treated me like a princess on the phone. It was like she was a little distant, but we really hit it off.
Uh-huh.
And she had a job.
Well, that's good.
She said she had a job, but she didn't want to offer to me because she felt, she says, I was worth way more than that. But it was not in the healthcare industry, but I'm open. So I don't want to spoil things, but I think that I'd like to call back Ryan, but then this other agency may find out, and then I don't want to be, I don't want to kick myself out of everything, if that makes sense.
Yeah, but have you made a decision which one you want to work for?
Well, between the one that was offered to me and the one that Ryan just spoke about, I'd much rather have the one that Ryan spoke about. And between that one and the 311 job, it's probably 50-50.
Okay, well, then you have to make the choice. Feel your heart. Go to your heart.
Well, the thing
sleep
is
on it.
That they have one spot available, but there's no guarantee that they would hire me.
Well, have you interviewed?
No, but the lady's name, the manager's name is Alexandra, and who knows whether or not she would even like me. Do you sense that she would like me and possibly hire me?
Well, that's a hard name, Alexandra.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that name it starts with an A. It's a hard name. So, you know, like Alexander was a what was he? He was a
czar.
Yeah, that's what he was. Thanks.
Yeah. That was his wife, Alexandra. It was Nicholas and Alexandra. That's who I was thinking
right.
of. Yeah.
But Alexandra ran the company. She ran the world. So, you know, it's going to be stiff if you think you can handle it.
Well, I don't want to put stress on myself. The woman across the street, the temp agency checked with her, and she hired me sight unseen based upon what the temp agency told her, and which was really incredible. So, well, let me ask you one last question. I love my baby sister so much. I really do, Ada. I love her. She's about 13 years younger than me. And she's been so mad at me lately, and I've tried to reach out and communicate. And does she love me? Are she and I going to get closer as sisters?
Well, what did you get in a fight about?
Well, I didn't. Nothing. We're two different personality types. I'm extremely loving. She's more not that way. And the lease needed to be signed, so I kept tapping on her door, and she was working. So she was miffed at me about that, and I agree with her. But I was stressed, and I wanted to get the lease signed. So she was upset with me because I kept tapping on her door. But for goodness sakes, and yesterday I tried to approach her and say, well, I got good news. I passed the test. She actually said, why are you telling me? I don't want to hear about it. And it just hurt me to the core. Hurt me. And she said, why are you telling me? And I said, because I wanted to share my happiness with you. So,
right.
Is she, does she love me? Is she ever going to be interested in being a closer sister with me?
Well, probably you were irritating her when she was doing something at that time and she couldn't get over it right away. But yes,
apparently
eventually
so.
This will, yeah, this
but
will
eventually
fly away and you'll be back together.
So we'll get closer.
You gotta wait until. Yes, if you don't be too demanding.
Okay. Yeah, I give her a lot
of
space, Ada.
Okay. Yeah.
All right. Well, psychically, which job do you feel would have the most longevity? The one across the street where I was working, the one that Ryan told me about an hour ago, or the 311 operator?
Well, the 311 operator will be steady for years.
Okay.
If you can stand the stress.
Yeah,
I can tell you that.
I get excited people calling about a tree falling on their house and stuff like that. So, but you know what?
Yeah.
I've handled stress like that before. So I think what's important to me is that I have a supervisor who is supportive. And I don't want to be afraid approaching
right.
my supervisor regarding need-to-know information.
Right.
So it sounds like you're telling me the city would have the most longevity.
Yes.
Okay. All right. And but I don't know
yeah.
if they're going to even hire me. I passed the test, but the next step would be an interview.
Well, if you don't know, if you don't decide they're going to hire you, they're not going to. So you better make that decision that you're going to work there. And then hold that decision very strongly until they call you.
Okay. All right. Manifesting.
You have to, you know, when you're going to look for a job, the secret of getting the job is to know the minute you've interviewed that you're going to have that job. Hold that knowing and don't let go of it.
Okay, Ada. Thank you so much. I appreciate you.
I can tell you, I was a widow with a lot of kids, and I had to change my job frequently because of the way that we lived in that country area. And you just have to know you got it. When you know you got it, you got it.
Okay. All right.
You just hold the knowing. And that goes for any other thing you're doing. You know, if you're taking a test, you got to know you're going to pass it. You got to know you're going to get an A. You got to hold it. Study for it and then know you got it and you'll have it.
I believe that. And, you know, I love testing. It's because of something I read many years ago. There was an Olympic athlete that was going to ski down a huge hill with other competitors. And at first he was feeling anxiety. Then a voice told him, forget about the other people competing. Enjoy the journey. Enjoy the exhilaration of skiing and competing. And once he made up his mind to do that, he won. And it was fun for him.
Right.
Well, Wendy, I wish you the best. We do need to move on, but as Ada Marie says, hold that knowing. That is all important.
Okay, I will. Thank you both so much.
Okay.
Okay.
Bye now.
Bye-bye.
All right, Ada Marie, we have two callers on this next line, mother and daughter.
Okay.
Okay, is this Amber?
Hi, yes.
Hi, Amber.
Hi.
Say
how
hello
are you?
To Ada Marie.
Hi, Ada Marie.
Hi, Amber.
I was wondering if by any chance if you've seen any like major changes coming up.
Major changes in what?
Just in my life.
Oh, okay. Well, there's changes coming in your life that some of them are very quick and positive, and some of them you have to really think about. So those changes will come. They will come if you hold the right attitude toward them. If you see them in a positive light, then they're going to be positive outcomes. If you are concerned and worried about them, the outcome will not be positive. So look at those things in a positive way, in a positive light, because you have a tendency to look for trouble. We call it borrowing trouble. So don't do that. See it in a positive way.
Okay.
Okay?
Do you know that
that's really important.
Do you know what kind of changes do you see?
No, they're just changes that are important to get you in the right place at the right time. There's options coming up for you that are good. You just have to pay attention and pay close attention to what you're doing so that you don't miss out on something.
Okay.
It's there for you. You're going to have a very good year if you just don't get anxious, don't get nervous, don't get upset, and don't think it can't happen. Know that it can. And it'll be a good thing, a very good thing.
Thank you. That's kind of what I was hoping to hear.
No, you don't hope, you know. You don't hope, you don't wish, you don't want. You know it's going to be there.
Okay,
use
so
the knowing. Okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Have a good day.
You too.
Hello.
Is Robin there?
Yeah, he's speaking to her.
Okay, Robin, go ahead and ask your question.
I was wondering, do you see my life getting any easier for me in the near future?
Do I see it doing what?
Getting any easier for me. I work
it's
very hard
for
everything
for
I got.
And because you think you don't deserve it if you don't work hard.
Yeah,
you have a
that's
tendency
true.
To feel like it's necessary to extend a great amount of energy instead of enjoying what you do, so it doesn't take so much energy. You do it almost with a vengeance to get it done, but actually, it wouldn't be so hard if you saw it as a joyous thing, and you don't see it as a joy. You don't see many things as being very joyous, right?
No, I don't. Like I said, I've had a very hard couple of years. I just want to know if my life
can
get any better.
It'll get better when you let it get better. Okay, have a little chat with God and ask him to direct you in a happy, positive manner with wonderful, happy people, and it will change almost instantly. But you have to get happy yourself.
Yeah.
Pardon?
Yes. I'm worn out. That's
yeah,
all.
Yeah, you do. Yeah, well, get a smile on your face and look at yourself in the mirror and thank God for every blessing you've got, because you've certainly got a lot of them.
Do you see my grandchildren coming back in my life soon?
Not soon, but by fall or right, you know, around fall they'll come back.
Okay, thank you so much. You have a wonderful
day.
You're
welcome.
Bye-bye.
And you too, and they are wonderful grandchildren.
Yes, they are. Thank you so much.
So that's a good thing.
Thank you. Bye bye.
Okay, Rob. God bless.
Bye bye.
God bless you too.
Thank you. Well,
you
had a lot of wisdom with what you just had to say, and that's a hard lesson for us to learn, is that we need to put it out there on what it is that we are looking for, and find joy in whatever it is that we're doing. And and keep that positive outlook.
You have to always see the cup running over. Always see it running over and full. you know.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I hear people say, is the glass half empty or half full? And I say, it's running over. In fact, the cup isn't big enough to hold it all.
No, it isn't.
Yeah.
And we take responsibility for that, and we work with it, and it gets bigger. It gets fuller and fuller, and the cup gets bigger and bigger as you go.
That's right. Yeah.
So it's a knowing that every day is a new day, and a positive energy is swinging toward us. All we have to do is grab the ring and go with it.
I love it.
Yeah.
All right. Our next caller is Mike. And Mike, you're live.
Hello. Thank you for taking my call.
Hello.
I've got an opportunity to purchase a vehicle from a good friend of mine. They happen to live in Bahrain, and the vehicle is in Arizona, and I'm in California. And I was wondering if you kind of see this kind of going along smoothly, and if they might be open to the opportunity of me just making payments on it.
They will be open to that opportunity, and you'll have to buy the insurance right away.
Yep.
Okay?
Awesome. Easy peasy. Everything else
Pardon?
Is good. I said, that's easy peasy.
Yeah, everything's good. Right.
And I just started this new job. Do you feel that financially that it's a lot better than the one that I just left last month?
Yes. Ooh,
awesome.
That came quick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like that. So perfect.
Yeah, it came. That came real fast.
Awesome.
Yeah.
No, things are good, and no, I appreciate it.
Yeah. Well, good.
Yeah.
Stay positive and stay happy. Things are moving fast for you.
Yes. Yes. Other opportunities are developing, and it's just. I just get impatient because I know they're coming.
You can do that. You got to just say thank you, Father, for this day and for all the blessing you've given me, and your patience will get in line with that.
Love it. Love it. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Have a great day.
Love your energy, Mike. You've got great energy.
Thank you. I appreciate
that.
Been working hard at it.
Yeah, well, you can tell.
It's working.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
It's working for you.
Yes.
All the best.
Yes, it is. Thanks.
All
so
right.
Much for both of you.
You're welcome. Take care.
Oh, you're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay.
Well, he really had great energy.
He did. Fabulous.
And I think that it's amazing how you really tap right in when people have good energy. The answers come quickly for you.
They just come through me so fast. I can't, you know, I can't stop them when they start coming, and I can't critique them. I have to let them come through as they come through.
Right. Right.
So I'm happy that most of the time we have good answers for them, and I'm happy about that.
Yes, and what you said about patience is so important.
Mm-hmm. It is.
We really need to focus on our blessings and and not worry. I mean, impatient.
If you worry, you take it away from you.
Yeah.
My grandma said, if you want to lose something, you just think about it too much and you lose it. Meaning, don't think about it, don't worry about it, just know it's happening. When you know, it's going to happen because you know.
Right. Sounds good. Well, we have one more caller, Ada Marie.
Okay.
That is Sue. And Sue,
okay.
You are live.
Hello. Hi. Thanks for taking my phone call. Hello.
And how are you, Sue?
I'm doing good. How
Ada
are you?
Marie here.
Hi, Ada Marie.
I'm good.
Good.
What is your question?
I decided that being a monitor to the bus company that I'm at now is really not the job for me, and I'm trying to go back to subbing either as a monitor aide or assistant in hopes of getting a permanent job in September and then just doing something off the books or something in the summer. Do you think that's a good idea?
Well, the idea is all right. Be sure to look to see that there isn't a little glitch in the process. Watch everything closely. You know what I'm saying?
No.
Okay. If I heard you right, you said that you were thinking of doing something different in the summer and then taking this job on in the fall.
No, I'm thinking
right?
of going back to subbing as an aide monitor, substituting in the schools instead of being a bus monitor right now because I really don't like it. And then in the hopes of September, either continuing subbing or if jobs come up, getting one.
Okay. Now, what you want is you actually would like to get a job and not just sub.
Right, but I want to get
school,
my foot in the
right?
door to be a teacher aide or something.
Okay, well, you're going to get the opportunity to sub in the school and not the bus monitoring. You'll have a better chance. You'll be called to offer a position in the school.
Yeah. Right now I am a bus monitor, but it's part-time. It's, you know, driving around a lot. It's bad on my back. I really don't like it. So I'm going to go back to subbing in hopes that in September I get something in the schools.
You will get something in the school.
Okay, I just applied to sub as a teacher assistant in one of the schools, and I asked, I had to take a class or something, but I couldn't take it. If I could sub as an aide or a monitor, do you see them saying yes to that too?
Yes, but there's another job that will be actually a teaching job in the school.
I can't teach. I can either be an aide or an assistant or a monitor. I'm not a certified teacher, but.
Okay, but you could be an aide, I think it is, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And you aide in the with a teacher? You work with a teacher?
Yeah.
Is that what it is?
Yes.
Yeah, well,
mm-hmm.
that's what I see you doing, yes. Yeah.
Yeah, I just put an application for one of the schools.
Okay, that'll be good. That'll be good. Today was a good day to do it.
Yeah, I've been subbing as a lunch monitor for years for them, on and off, and I just put in to be an aide for September. But I don't know if they're going to interview me or hire me. I don't know.
They very well will hire you.
Oh. Do you think I'm going to have to wait till the summer to get an interview, though?
It doesn't look like it. They will call you and tell you they have you on their list, and I don't know when the interview will be, but it won't be very far away.
Oh, that would be wonderful. Yeah, the bus company's not going to like that I quit, but it's just not the job for me.
Mm-hmm. Well, you want to have one in the hand before you give away one in the bush.
Yeah, that's why I'm trying to do the subbing. That's why I just called to sub.
Right. That's a good thing. You will get that job, though, and you'll be happy with that.
Good. Whew. Hopefully in a couple of weeks I'll be subbing.
Yes.
All right, that's great. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome.
Okay,
take
bye-bye.
Take care, Sue. God bless.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
You're welcome.
Well, that was another good show. We finished right up at the hour mark.
You're kidding. How great is that?
Perfect. Absolutely perfect.
Perfect is right.
Yep.
Okay, that's good.
All
okay.
right. Well, until next week, I see you surrounded by loving light, and I hope and pray that it's a beautiful week for you.
And for you, too. for many blessings and opportunities that are coming your way, and they are coming pretty fast now. So, in that being said, you're going to have to pick and choose.
Gotcha.
So pay attention, okay?
I hear you.
Have a wonderful okay. Have a wonderful week.
Thank you, and thank you to all the callers today.
You're welcome. Okay, and thank the callers for calling.
Right.
So, bye bye.
Bye bye.